My name is Ron Huber. I'm friends of Penobscot Bay, and I've been through, as many people, including this gentleman, have been through different port development or harbor development projects, some that didn't make it. And I wanted to give a little story of one that was raised, was very heavily promoted, even at the governor's office, and yet didn't happen. But first, I wanted to just go over quickly. When we're talking about permits and reviews, they're actually people. And I just thought I'd give you the names and phone numbers of some of the folks that we'll be dealing with. And first, of course, is the Army Corps of Engineers. They have to approve putting things out into the public waters, and any dredging that takes place as well. And basically, you can't discharge or fill material unless there's no practical alternative existing that's less damaging. You know, or you can't do it if the water be significantly degraded in a way. And that's a whole other issue. Maine DEP is looking at the environmental impacts, navigation, the scenic impacts, which will be very interesting, and fisheries impacts. Both of those played a huge role in the decision to not make the Semoset project. And then there's the Bureau of Parks and Lands. As we just heard, I don't really have to go further into that. But if you like the phone numbers of these three agencies, because it's always good to ask them, put me on the interested person list. Mm. You know, I'll just do that very quickly. Peter Tischbein is with the Army Corps of Engineers. It's T-I-S-C-H-B-E-I-N. He's up in Augusta, I guess it is, 623-8367. 623-8367, extension 3. Very quick to respond. He's fine. Mark Bergeron at Maine DEP, he'll be looking at the NRPA, the Natural Resource Protection Act, which is going to be pretty big. And also, you know, pester him a few times and he'll always get back to you. And his phone number is 215-4397. And then there's the Parks and Lands folks, the Submerged Lands folks. And I left the name off of here, but you can always call and ask him who it is. And that's Submerged Lands. 287-3821. You say you want the person who's working on this project, because now the word has gone out to all of them. So, now what I wanted to go through very quickly are some highlighted portions of the decision that Maine DEP made for denial of the Semoset project. And just to give you a quick idea of it, I wish I'd brought a picture, I didn't. But you can all visualize, say you're in Mary Reed Park, and you're looking out that. Well, they proposed an 860-foot 40-slip yacht club marina, a concrete abutment to anchor at 12-foot by 430-foot timber pier, and then with granite piles, 50-foot aluminum ramp, then another 380-foot long series of floats, and 10 fingers off that. So a substantial project. So they decided, well, there are these different decisions they have to review here. First was water quality decisions. And as they say here, the department and DMR reviewed the project, find it will potentially impact water quality as a result of discharge from both sanitary and fuel tanks. The applicant's proposal does not include plans for such a pump-out facility, therefore they find it may result in degradation of water quality. Next, habitat. The Environmental Assessment Division, DEP, and DMR reviewed the project, said it will impact marine habitat from several aspects, displaced lobster fishery, and characteristics of habitats that would be impacted are very important for juvenile and young lobsters. And, very importantly, they got documents from local lobstermen saying this area significantly significant lobster opportunities, and I supplied them with photos of the guys doing just that. And so, therefore, I'll just skip to it. The department finds proposed project will result in unreasonable harm to marine fisheries and habitat through impacts to eelgrass and lobster habitats in Texas breakwater. And then it was wetlands considerations, and they require compensation, filling in things. And so it says the department found that proposal for wetland compensation did not meet the requirements. Then, a very important one, scenic and aesthetics and existing uses. The mooring area, the marine area inside, you remember this, a safe place for boats and schooners to moor. And they took that very seriously. Many letters from captains of schooners indicating a deep water area there was a critical mooring point. So they really listened to the people that are concerned from these different industries. And he noted that it was a very important place for fishermen to set their traps. And it goes on a bit, but finally the department finds Placement of permanent sections of the pier, dolphins, and float pilings would interfere with lobster fishing, as it currently exists. And then, the interesting one, the scenic and aesthetics, as we know, that's something we're really kicking around as well here. Now, in that one, upon the request, the applicant submitted a scenic visual impact report showing how the marina would be viewed from five different vistas. And after reviewing submittals, the department determined all scenic vistas examined will be adversely impacted through constructing that 860-foot pier and then the ancillary development. And residents of the Rockland area, again, important, submitted their own visual impact report to demonstrate how important breakwater is. They accepted that report. Maybe this is the old DEP, but
I don't think so.
So anyway, they summed up here.
Your time's almost up.
Okay, fine. This is the very end here. Department finds proposed project will result in unreasonable interference with scenic, aesthetic, recreational uses. That is, it'll unreasonably interfere with scenic, aesthetic, recreational, unreasonably harm wildlife impact, estuarine. They had another, but that page isn't with me right now. So anyway, the point is that the different interest groups that care about this harbor, the process, both DEP and the agencies, they want to know what people that are in the know about these areas. Whether you're fishing or a recreational person who live nearby and don't want your view spoiled, especially if it's from a walkway place, they really don't want those views spoiled. Then they're the ones that are going to want to know about it. So just keep in mind those folks I mentioned. We hear about it more as time goes by, but they're the ones that want to know Pete Tischbein and the rest.
Thank you.